They have these huge posters on their house, even after the election, these gigantic Trump posters and jail Hillary posters and all this. Every time I drove by the house, I got annoyed because of my political views.
Hello, my name is Harold L. Cocaine. I live in East Machias.
I just walked up to his house, talked to him, and I was very honest with him. I said, you know, dude, your house completely offends me. I get angry every time I drive by it.
I live on a busy corner in a rural area, and I was not afraid to put up my political, social views about government, about politics, and about faith.
You know, every poster makes me mad. So I said, I want to meet the guy who's behind these posters.
I think I probably just said, hi, how you doing? What can I do for you?
Once I laid my agenda on the table, like, okay, you know who I am, then he trusted me.
My faith tells me to trust until I have a reason not to trust.
And then I turned into, you know, documentary person and brought my class along later and said, let's talk to this guy and find out what makes him tick.
I'm seeking truth. I'm not really a total liberal, and I'm not a total hardcore right-leaning Republican.
This is a guy and his wife with a Trump hat, jail Hillary all over the house, and the first thing he tells me is about helping a Haitian refugee after the earthquake down there and helping him find a home and feed him and give him shelter and take him off to a church of his choice up here.
He'd came up here on a visa. And we met him one day. He's looking for a church. And we took him to ours. We talked. And for just amazing reasons, we clicked. It was our faith that made it click. He has a wonderful heart. And he understands why people want to come here.
So the first thing you hear is like the appearance turns into something a lot more subtle than the talking heads that, you know, we've turned into.
And what I saw here, and from watching Trump and California sanctuary cities on both ways, the current president we have really wants to overhaul the whole situation. In all fairness, it's like we have to redo the laws.
So I was interested in the dissonance of this story. His house is screaming to me, you know, keep the foreigners away. You know, Islam is probably bad too, and all that basic right-wing rhetoric. But what their actions were doing were based on Christianity, and that was at direct odds with who I thought, you know, they were going to be as Trump supporters. That's the crux of this whole documentary.
And I think one of the biggest problems with society is we put all these unreasonable labels, whether it be race, whether it be gender, whether it be nationality, whether it be all these things. But what we need to do is find and seek out the individual person.
You have the rural stereotype of the further you go out, it's going to be more racist, more right wing or whatever. And urban is, of course, left wing. It was not like that at all. It didn't change my political outlook, but it made me realize that I'm just as prejudiced in different ways as the more overt prejudice people.
What our framers of the Constitution wanted was well-informed people that knew what their freedoms were, knew what their responsibilities were, and all these things to go and vote. And it's the people that make the difference.